This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday released his long-awaited strategy for countering domestic terrorism. It's a comprehensive plan that calls for both short- and long-term measures to confront the growing threat of attacks from militant white supremacists and other violent extremists. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism concentrates on enhancing and sharing information about domestic terrorism, disrupting attacks, preventing recruitment, and confronting the long-term drivers of the problem. It also calls for millions of dollars in additional funds to hire domestic terrorism analysts, investigators, and prosecutors. In a prepared statement the White House released on Tuesday, while President Biden is overseas, the president called domestic terrorism a stain on the soul of America. The new strategy grew out of an assessment of domestic terrorism that President Biden directed during his first week in office amid heightened concern prompted by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A sprawling FBI investigation into the attack has resulted in the arrests of nearly 500 people. The European Union has concluded the meeting that included the United States by agreeing to address climate change, combat the coronavirus pandemic, and strive for a more peaceful world. The leaders of the countries representing more than 780 million people released the statement Tuesday after sessions with U.S. President Joe Biden in his first trip overseas as president. Biden started his trip in Britain, where he attended a G7 meeting, a group of the world's wealthiest national economies. He will conclude his trip on Wednesday in Geneva with his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.